Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1921 Center vs. Harvard Football Game. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikidodia, where we dive into the fascinating world of history, technology, ethics, and societal change, all through the lens of Wikipedia's extensive knowledge base. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're venturing into the world of college football with a game that, a century later, still resonates in the realm of sports. Yes, we're talking about the legendary 1921 football clash between the underdog Center College and the powerhouse Harvard University. Imagine the year is 1921. The Roaring Twenties are in full swing, and America is finding its cultural and technological stride. But amid the jazz and the flappers, there lies a true David and Goliath story unfolding on the football field. At the heart of this story is a tiny college in Kentucky, Center College, and its fight against the might of Harvard University in the world of college football. Picture this: Center College, with an undergraduate enrollment barely reaching 200 at the time, and their team, the Praying Colonels, were facing off against Harvard, a team that was reigning as the national champion and boasted a 25-game winning streak. It's an image worthy of a Hollywood blockbuster. Center hailed from the small town of Danville, Kentucky, and was the classic underdog. The Colonels had made a name for themselves the previous season with their stellar performance and had secured a reputation that led them to this fateful matchup. Now, one may wonder, what made this game so significant by the standards of today, especially when college football has become such a commercial behemoth? Well, my friends, it's the ability of sport to transcend its own boundaries and act as a metaphor for resilience, ingenuity, and the indomitable human spirit. As we uncover the layers of this historic match, think about how the themes back then, competition, ambition, and sheer determination, continue to echo in today's societal and technological endeavors. On a crisp autumn afternoon on October 29, 1921, in the historic Harvard Stadium, the Praying Colonels of Center managed to accomplish what seemed impossible. With a daring combination of strategy, grit, and, dare I say, a sprinkle of divine intervention, Center College pulled off what is known as the upset of the century. They defeated Harvard with a final score of 6-0. Yes, 6-0. That one, lone touchdown, was scored by Center's own Alvin Bo McMillan, who darted 32 yards across the field to etch his name and his team's legacy into the annals of sports history. The play would be immortalized in Center lore as C680, a quiet yet bold assertion of triumph that emphasized that a small college could compete and win against the elite. Now, why does this matter today, you might ask? Beyond the thrill of the game itself, this victory symbolized a broader social narrative that challenges the status quo. It served as an inspiration for the notion that, regardless of size or perception, anyone or any team can prevail under the right circumstances. In many ways, it's analogous to the underdog stories we still cherish today in various sectors, including technology and innovation. As you listen, reflect on those moments when innovation from unexpected sources has reshaped industries or altered outcomes. How many times have we seen a startup company emerge to disrupt a behemoth in a commercial field? The essence of this football game is a testament to challenging dominant paradigms, both in sports and life. Consider also the ethical implications of this narrative. Could we apply the same perseverance and strategic brilliance to addressing societal challenges, such as inequality or access to education? How should we, as a society enriched by technology, ensure that more Center Colleges have the opportunities to create their own iconic moments? To this day, the town of Danville wears its pride. C680 is emblematic of the spirit of those Praying Colonels, etched into the very facade of the town's identity. Similarly, how might we as individuals or societies capture and leverage our defining moments? As we wrap up today's headfirst dive into this historical sports milestone, let's take a moment to appreciate how interconnected our past narratives are with the present-day outcome and the potential they hold for the future. So here's a thought-provoking question for you, dear listeners. What's your C680 moment waiting to happen? What strategies will you employ to tip the scales from impossible to achieved? Thank you for joining me, Alloy, on this nostalgic yet forward-thinking journey. I hope the compelling story of Center College and Harvard has inspired you, and maybe, just maybe, encouraged you to write your own underdog story in whatever field you passionately pursue. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep exploring, stay curious, and remember that within every little detail of history lies a potential catalyst for tomorrow's innovations.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1921 Center versus Harvard football game. Thanks for listening. See you next time.